all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online as we launch into hour number two. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. Last hour, we ended up reading an email from Doug in Sydney, Australia, and he had an interesting question about libertarianism and property rights. And I would like to read it again and maybe get your comments on it, listeners, at 800-259-9231. But I also wanted to just expound on it a bit more because we only had a few seconds to actually answer. He says, what would you say to people who don't accept the fundamental assumption of property rights? I grew up in the outback in Australia where Aboriginal people don't own anything. They consider themselves owned by the land. He says, could libertarian philosophy be flawed by the fundamental assumption that we have property rights in any natural way at all? Has it occurred to you that this assumption is a pretty big leap on your part? Can libertarianism exist only in the context of that assumption? I think that property rights are pretty fundamental to the concept of libertarianism. But then again,
and property rights are pretty fundamental to our society as a whole.
In America.
That's the reason we have laws against stealing. Apparently, they don't have such a thing with Aboriginal people. I don't know, but they must not.
I don't presume to know much about the Aborigines in Australia, but I don't know. I presume they're not coming into the cities to do business there, right? They're not coming in and trying to sit in people's apartments because they think they're their apartments, too, right?
They're owned by the apartment.
They're pretty much, you know, taking care of themselves out in the wilderness or whatever, and they leave people alone. So there's no problem there. There's no conflict. The only time conflict comes up is when you claim property and somebody else comes up and claims that same property, you know, as their own, or wants to do something to it without your permission, or wants to do something on it without your permission.
Right. And if you own your land, you get to decide what happens to all the property that that is on that land. So if you ordered a pizza on your land, then the Aboriginal people likely wouldn't just help themselves to it without your permission because it's your land. Whereas if you go to their place and hang out on their property, then order a pizza, then you know, your pizza's kind of up for grabs.
Exactly. So is it an assumption? Yes, it is an assumption because, again, it is pretty widely held here in America. But it's not required for libertarianism to be an understandable philosophy. You know, the basic philosophy is simple, and that is, let me live my life how I want. I'll let you live your life how you want to. You don't come and attack my home. I don't come and attack your home. We can all get along that way. So there's not necessarily an implicit assumption of property rights in that statement. Not necessarily. But I think it still is pretty important. And it still is pretty critical to what we talk about on this show, because it really is. Property rights really are the basis of freedom. Because if you don't have property rights, if you can't keep what you work for, if you don't actually have the ability to own the things that you create and the things that you do, the assets that you attain, if you don't actually have any ability to own those things, then you aren't as likely to want to acquire them. You aren't as likely to go out and work that hard. You aren't as likely to be as careful or as caring about the things that you possess. So ownership is very, very important. Ownership means that it's like the difference between a renter and an owner of a piece of property. The renters, they just don't care. I've got a piece of property down in Sarasota, Florida. It's up for sale, actually, right now at house.freetalklive.com. But there are renters in it right now, and I saw a picture that was taken by my realtor of the front yard. When I lived there, I spent a lot of time out in that front yard making it very
pulling
pretty.
Pulling the weeds.
Pulling the weeds and that sort of thing, and I was so saddened by the picture because it was brown and it looked awful. You know, the renters just don't care about it.
Mm.
It's supposed to be their responsibility to hire someone to take care of it, but I'm not there to really jump down their throats on that issue, so what can I do?
Yeah.
It's not their property, and so property rights are pretty important. Property rights are what makes the free marketplace really work so well. Because, again, if you don't own the fruits of your labor, why bother laboring? If you've got to give up the fruits of your labor to anybody who comes along and decides they want some of them, why would you want to even try very hard at all? That's one of the reasons why communism doesn't work. It's because you don't let people have property, then they don't care. Oh, yeah, what, I'm guaranteed health care, guaranteed food, guaranteed water and moldy bread? Whatever, I'll just lay down on the couch all day. Why should I go out and work? because I'm just going to have to give 90% of my stuff to somebody else anyway. So
that's how it works, I'm afraid.
It's pretty important. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. We've been getting the latest here, keeping our listeners up to date on the latest on the Lauren Canario situation here in New Hampshire. A friend of ours who's been arrested by the federal U.S. Marshals today as she attempted to enter the property of convicted tax resistors, Ed and Elaine Brown. Dave is on the line in New Hampshire. Dave, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk
Live. Hey, guys.
Live.
I just wanted to give a quick action item to our listeners. That anybody can do from anywhere, and that is just simply to call the U.S. Marshal's office in Concord, New Hampshire.
Do you have a number?
I do. I know you don't like numbers on the air, so I was just going to give a keyword search. If you go to the internet and search Concord Marshals, just Concord
comes
Marshals,
right,
that will get you to the number.
Okay.
I can also give it to you if you want me to.
No, don't worry about that. That'll work. But call the Concord U.S. Marshals in Concord, New Hampshire. And what should people say?
I just said four words. Free Lauren Canario. Three words.
So you've obviously heard the news. She went trying to get into the Ed Brown household today, trying to even enter the property, and the feds arrested her. Actually, she wasn't even close to the entrance of the property, as I understand it. She was just trying to walk past the feds' roadblock. Feds were blocking a public road in Plainfield, New Hampshire, demanding that people show their papers in order to get through on this public road.
They weren't getting through.
She tried to walk past, and they arrested her.
Yeah, you know, Lauren did it without having any idea whether she'd get any media coverage or whether it would be, you know, whether it would be fruitful or not. She just did it, probably without even thinking for very long.
We know that at this point there was a video camera on the scene, but we don't yet know if there was footage captured of her arrest. So we're trying to ascertain that as the night goes on here, and of course keep our listeners updated. But that's always a good suggestion, is to call the police and let them know that that people, or the U.S. Marshals in this case, and let them know that we are watching, we are paying attention, and we aren't going to forget about our friend. Apparently, this is actually going to be a first for the feds, because Lauren's been arrested by the Connecticut police twice. She's been arrested by was it the feds? Yeah, the feds did arrest her. They did arrest her here in Keene at the IRS protest. But I think this is really going to be the first time they're going to have her in some sort of custody, because they took her to the local jail instead of some federal facility. So I don't know if they know what they're getting into arresting Lauren Canario.
Yeah, and again, for your listeners, just keyword search Concord Marshals on Yahoo or something like that, and that will give you pretty quick the number for the U.S. Marshals in Concord.
Now, Dave, what's going on? I'm sorry, what's going on Monday? Is it Monday or Tuesday? Something's happening in Concord. I know that Kat Canning, another one of the super activists up here, has been talking about maybe moving her protest to Concord, where she's expecting she may also be arrested by the federal government.
Correct. Now, this is it's a little complicated. There have been several demonstrations inside IRS offices. They've been arresting people just for entering the IRS offices and trying to hand pieces of paper to the IRS workers. And Kat was one of the people who did that. She went into the IRS office, got herself arrested for doing that.
Actually, she was holding a sign. She was handing out paper.
That's right. She was holding a sign. And so she has a court date on September 17th, Monday. And she's already said she's not going to go, but she was going to demonstrate in Keene. I guess she's decided to demonstrate right outside the federal courthouse in Concord, but refused to go in when her trial starts.
Mm.
So that will get, who knows what they'll do. Maybe they'll arrest her on the spot, or maybe they'll just put out a warrant and come get her when they can do it in the dark.
I suspect it'll be the latter, especially if there are people around with video cameras. They probably will want to keep their activities on the down low. But you never know with these guys. You really don't.
Yeah.
So hopefully, are you going to be out there for that one, Dave?
I'm planning to be on Monday. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Ron Paul thing, more than likely.
Okay.
And then who knows what's going to happen after that. I mean, it's hard to see even 2 days into the future at all.
Sure.
What's the Ron Paul thing tomorrow?
Oh, it's huge. It's like a straw poll in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have, I guess, Ron Paul signs just all up and down Elm Street. We're going to try our best to place well in the straw poll.
He'll do fine. He did great in the last New Hampshire straw poll, as I recall. So keep up the good work, Dave. And if I don't make it out on Monday, definitely call in and let us know what happens with
one
that
other
particular
thing,
protest. Yes.
If you leave a message at the Marshals, leave a message for Marshal Stephen Monier.
He's in charge of the whole operation. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate the suggestion at 800-259-9231. What is it? What contraband has been snuck inside the cages at Guantanamo Bay. We will explore, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, September 14, 2007.
Gold, 7-11, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03 for quarter. That's $734.09, $362.05 for half, $181.03.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the slight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Tickle, CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231 is our number, and you can bring up anything on this, the live Saturday edition. Mark, let's talk about contraband, because as somebody who has spent a bit of time in a prison cell, 9 years of it, in fact.
That's correct.
You know a little bit, you know a thing or two about contraband in prisons.
Yes, I do.
And I mean, but before you get into the article, I mean, what was your experience being inside a state prison in the state of Florida, as far as what were the things that were there amongst the prisoners that should not have been there?
Everything as you that you can imagine. They had all kinds of clothing items. Guys would want special, you know, they would want Free People clothing because it made them feel a little freer.
Mm-hmm.
There were, you know, like, for instance, you could get socks in on a package permit. You were allowed to have those. But shirts and all kinds of other things you just couldn't have. If you wanted to wear a T-shirt, you had to wear the state-issue T-shirt that had a big stamp on it.
Mm.
Said you were a convict. And guys wanted other stuff like that. There were drugs and, you know, tobacco items and all kinds of different things that guys would get in. Special toothpaste.
Food. What about food?
Yeah. All kinds of different food.
So, now, this is typical. I mean, this is not just the prison that you were in. This is all over the place. And the way it
every prison
happens,
there is.
Isn't it the way it happens? Is there certain guards that will bring the things in?
There's all kinds of employees that are involved in running a prison. There's you know, maintenance employees. There are counseling employees. Mm-hmm. There are guards. There's administrative staff. There's teachers. I would imagine there's 200, 300 employees. I could be on the low side.
Mm-hmm.
For the prison I was in that had 1,000 inmates. Yeah, you never know with it. They bring in food for themselves, and if they don't feel like eating it, they give it to a convict, or maybe they bring in something special. You know, maybe they have a prearranged scenario with the convict where they're going to get some money.
Usually a fair amount of money. I mean, you told me that marijuana sold for 10 times more than it did on the street.
Yes,
inside prison for the crappiest weed you could possibly imagine in the smallest quantities.
I would imagine it's the crappiest. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was essentially $10 for a tenth of a gram.
Jeez. So, with that in mind, the idea that, well, okay, maybe these government prisons aren't so great at keeping contraband out, let's look at one of the most restrictive prison, one of the most locked down prisons in American history, Guantanamo Bay.
Yep. Before we go on, I'd like to say marijuana wasn't the only drug that was in prison.
There
were,
I bet.
You know, cocaine. I saw all kinds of different types of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And heard about more. Okay. San Juan, Puerto Rico, from the Associated Press. Guards at the Guantanamo Bay prison found two prisoners sporting unauthorized underwear. And the U.S. military is investigating to determine how they got the contraband.
Hmm.
Both prisoners were caught wearing Under Armour briefs.
Nice underwear.
Yeah, it's nice stuff, and you can imagine these guys would like to get a hold of something like
mm-hmm.
that. And one also had a Speedo bathing suit. Now, you know, I've got to say, there's an incredible drawing power to Speedo bathing suits, so I get why that would have made it in there. The demand's so high.
Okay. Wow.
Items the military said were not issued by Guantanamo personnel. Thank God that Guantanamo is not issuing Speedo bathing suits. Or sent through the regular mail, according to Defense Department letter obtained Friday by the Associated Press. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ed Bush, a spokesman for the jail, holding some 350 men in suspicion of terrorism or links to the Al-Qaeda and Taliban, said that more was involved than just an uproar over skivvies. He said the appearance of contraband raised serious concerns about the potential for smuggling other items that could be used by detainees to harm themselves or staff.
Sure, like a shiv or something.
There's no room for error when working in a dangerous environment. Constant vigilance is of the utmost importance,
well,
Bush said.
Now, you didn't have to put those guys there. I mean, it's not like the environment had to be created. It didn't. This isn't even necessary, this whole prison Guantanamo thing. These poor guys were picked up off the street in places like Pakistan.
I can't say I think that they're all innocent, but I think that none of them have been given a real trial.
Nope.
I don't know what we do with these guys. When is the war on terror going to end?
No time in our lifetimes, according
to
government.
When do we let these guys go? A lot of them were picked up on the word of some chieftain somewhere in Pakistan or in Afghanistan.
Yeah, they were paid bounties per head. It didn't matter if they were actual criminals. They just picked up people they didn't like and rounded them up into a van.
Or somebody who they don't know in the area.
Right. Dropped them off of the U.S. government and they got paid a bounty. That's why there's 340 guys there. It's not because they're all bad guys. It's because the government paid for them.
I'd also like to talk about weapons that inmates can get.
Smuggled weapons?
Well, not just smuggled weapons, but depending on how things go. I don't know how this prison is. I would think likely these guys don't get out of their cells very much. But, prisons all over the United States, they make knives. The simplest is to get a razor, which likely some of these guys shave, if not all of them. I'm sure I know all of them don't. I mean, they're Muslim. If you get a razor, just take the blade out and then you put it in the end of a toothbrush. Just melt it in there with a lighter or matches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they let these guys smoke, right?
They
have to light the cigarettes somehow. That's the most rudimentary form of a knife that you can make. You can get a piece of metal.
Awesome.
Put it on, just file it down over time on the floor or the wall, which is made out of concrete.
I just have to say, I'm so glad that you finally came out about the prison thing.
Yeah, I know you love it.
You didn't really come out, but you were going to eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And because the prison stories are just so great for on air, and I mean, what other show can you tune into to learn how to make a prison shift?
G. Gordon Liddy, maybe.
He wouldn't talk about that. He's a good man. He wouldn't spread that information.
I'm sure he would.
but wow. I mean, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
So,
end of a toothbrush melted into a razor blade.
Yep. But if you just get a regular piece of metal and you can, over time, you can sharpen that and just rubbing it on concrete, you can sharpen that into a knife. Do these guards, you think, do target practice?
Just out in
they
Cuba,
have guns,
just hanging
they
out,
have guns.
Probably, yeah.
They have guns. Essentially, what a gun is a delivery method for a bullet, right?
Yeah.
All you really need is the bullet. If you can get a tube of metal and something to hit the back of that bullet hard enough, you've got a gun. That's what they call a zip gun in prison, yes.
What do you use to hit the back of the bullet? You need something pretty precise for that. Right?
Not particularly precise, no.
You've got to hit that little target in the middle of the back.
The one that I saw had a spring on it with a nail, a portion of a nail on it.
Wow.
And it would hit the, allegedly, I never saw it fired.
Yeah.
If you could imagine trying to fire a gun, without getting caught
in
prison.
That's one of those things you only fire once, right?
Right. It's a single load.
You're done.
Situation.
Yeah. Blow the gun up and
right.
fire
and,
it.
And usually these weapons aren't used against the guards.
No.
They're used against other convicts.
Sure.
Which,
sure.
You know, convicts are all caught up in their little soap opera. But yeah, anywhere you're going to have people, you're going to have weapons.
If you've got any prison making weapons making tips for prison, give us a call. 800-259-9231. I'm sure there's some that you haven't seen, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Talk to Tony in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little, I don't know if I'm offended, but I'm a little disturbed by the remarks you were making before about the guys at Guantanamo Bay being these poor guys. My niece is a West Point cadet or graduate who's a lieutenant that was in Afghanistan during Enduring Freedom. And, you know, from the conversations I had from her and many others, a lot of these guys at Guantanamo, and I'm not saying that every single one, there may be a few out there that were picked up that shouldn't have been picked up. But I got to tell you, speaking of her, she was there on the ground. A lot of these guys were guys that they caught on the battlefield. And, you know, it seems very offensive just to make a remark of these poor guys. I mean, we're talking about, you know, survival of our country, you know, against terrorism. And the other thing that I just want to pick up, and I'll listen to your comments off.
No, I prefer you stay on, actually. We've
got some questions.
But the other comment I wanted to make was is that in regards to me saying, when is this war on terror going to end? I mean, I don't think that's something that we can dictate. I mean, if these guys, I mean, look what's been going on the last few years between the bombings in Spain, the bombings in, or the threats in England and the bombings in England. I mean, you know, I don't think this is a war that's going to be done anytime soon. I don't think we're the ones that have that say.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely are the ones that have that say. To address what you said last, it's the government's, the U.S. government going around and meddling in other countries' affairs that actually encouraged 9/11 to happen in the first place, and it's the U.S. Government's continued meddling that encourages continued instances of terrorism. Terrorism is drastically on the rise ever since the U.S. government invaded Afghanistan and Iraq. So, actually, the best way to stay safe would be to bring the troops home and
to... Wait a minute. Before 9/11, what did we do before 9/11 that initiated them bombing the World Trade Center?
Great question. It's a fantastic question. A lot of Americans don't know this. It's absolutely true. How you notice how Iraq is a bunch of straight lines in a shape?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? The shape of Iraq.
It's lines. Yeah. It's not it's not defined by
a river.
Rivers or mountains or anything like that. It's defined by straight lines.
Yeah.
Who do you think put those lines there?
Yeah, but you're talking about Iraq now. I'm using it as an example.
If you'll notice, in the Middle East, all of those countries have straight lines. They're not defined by tribes. They're not defined by ethnic groups. They're defined by lines that were put by white men on maps.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question. How about Ahmadinejad in Iran saying that he wants to kill every Jew, that he denies the Holocaust, that he wants to kill any American, the infidel? I mean,
I haven't heard that part.
To a point that these people cannot be rational with. They're irrational people.
Hold on.
When they're fighting for a religious cause, which makes them even more dangerous.
Sure. I totally agree with you that Ahmadinejad is a radical. What I would say is Ahmadinejad likely would never have come to power if it wasn't for our meddling in the Middle East in the first place. Do you remember the Shah of Iran? These radicals are bolstered by our actions.
Wait a minute. We want to go back that far. Okay?
But you have to go back that far.
These people remember history, unlike Americans, sir.
What did we do back in 1976 or 77 when they took our embassy and our hostages in Iran?
We installed the Shah in the 60s. The Shah was a dictator in Iran, and he killed people. Those people didn't like the fact that we put up our puppet leader in charge of their country. Would you like that if they did it to us?
We put up their leader.
The Shah was installed by the United States of America. Yes, sir.
I disagree with you here.
You don't get to disagree with history.
No, history, my friend.
We're talking about people that want to kill our children.
I would not doubt that there are some of them absolutely do want to kill our children.
Tony, slow down for just a moment. Okay, we understand where you're coming from, Tony. You're very scared. You're very frightened. Okay, we understand that. But you need to slow down and listen for just one moment, Tony.
We're a fault here. For every single thing that's been going on
the last
30 years.
No, Tony, it's not your fault. It's not my fault.
I'm not calling you. Tony, I'm not saying this is your fault.
It's the government's fault.
No, I'm not saying it's my fault.
Hold on. Wait. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm saying that if we, the United States government, gets involved in other countries' business, which was against the advice of our founding fathers, then we are going to have trouble with those people's politics. Osama bin Laden would like... Hold on, wait, Tony, I'll let you go. After this last statement, I'll let you go. Osama bin Laden would love to... He is part of the ruling class. He's one of the ruling families from Saudi Arabia. He would love to be king of Saudi Arabia. But we're supporting his brother. We're keeping his brother in power so Osama bin Laden can't take over.
The way you're making it sound is making it sound like we're the bad guys here.
Tony,
can you stop using the collectivist terms? Tony,
go live there.
Tony,
I mean, come on, guys.
Can you stop for just a moment using these collectivist terms? I'm not saying anything about you or your family or anybody else.
I never said you were saying anything about
sir,
me, my
you
family.
Said
but
we were talking about
country.
You as the bad guy. You said we're the bad guy. The United States federal government is the bad guy, sir.
But
not you,
you're saying
not
that
me.
We as Americans, as an American country, we're the bad guys.
Yeah, you apparently can't separate that. Apparently, you're just totally indoctrinated with these collectivist terms. Do you consider yourself a collectivist?
I'm saying in general, us as Americans. You're saying that us as Americans are the bad guys.
No, Americans aren't the government. We as Americans aren't the government. The people in government are the government, sir.
Okay, I'll change my phrase. You're saying that this American government that we live upon is the bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Killed. Okay, innocent civilians. Okay.
We didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth, Tony.
Well,
nobody said killing innocent civilians was okay. In fact, that might be why, if you think about it for a moment, can you imagine what it'd be like? Just follow me on this, okay? Thought process, thought experiment. Can you imagine if the Chinese army decided to come over here to the United States because we needed a little bit of help with this war on terror, so they're going to come over here and, you know, build a few bases around and maybe patrol your neighborhood to make sure that everything's going to be safe at night. How would you feel at that point?
Well, you're talking about apples and oranges now.
No, we
went and liberated a country. If you're taking this back to Iraq. How about Afghanistan? Okay, there was a tyrant regime in there. Okay,
let's go back to the founding fathers.
Where women walked around, they were beaten and raped. We went there. We liberated that country. Okay, we tried to give that country a good head start. I don't think the things that we've done in these countries are bad intentions.
Yeah, see, I don't think they're from bad intentions. I would totally agree with you. But you can do the road to hell, after all, is paved with good intentions.
Right. Let's go back to what the founding fathers said. It was Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. They both said very similar things. It's to paraphrase what they said that this country should remain neutral, that we should not get into entangling alliances with other countries, and that we should stick to our own guns here and defend our freedom here in America and not go around the world invading other countries. Why would you want to stray so far from their advice, Tony?
Before 9/11, what countries had we invaded?
Okay, oh, out of your mind?
Are you telling me because we have an air base in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, that's how they feel, Tony. Tony, if the Chinese had an air base near your house, how would you feel? Whether the United States government said it was okay or not, what would you think about
it?
I'm asking you.
You're talking about an air base versus them killing our people. I mean, come on now.
They feel occupied.
So you'd be okay with the Chinese?
I want to make one last point, and I'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
One last point that I think it was interesting in Osama bin Laden's speech, if you want to call it that, this week, how he was talking about how capitalism is the devil and this and that. It's funny because the reason he's got the money that he has is because of capitalism. His family, okay, building highways,
sure,
freeways.
You're right about that, Tony. Osama bin Laden's a bad man.
Okay,
so you are correct about that part, Tony.
Okay, the hypocrisy in talking about our type of government, the way that
so you're okay with the Chinese, just to jump back, you're okay with the Chinese building a military base down the street from you?
I'm not okay with that. Now you understand why the Saudis aren't okay with us doing the same thing.
Thanks, Tony. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. If you like that and you like all the other features on our website, then you can help support us on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get more information about the program. It's very simple. The idea is you send in $3 a month, we take it and turn it around into getting on more radio stations across the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. You get some perks, too. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Tony in Florida, and it's so hard to have conversations with people like Tony. Tony, he's got good intentions.
Tony's one of those good Americans that gets up every day, goes to work, he pays his taxes. If called upon, he would lay down his life for this country.
I'm sure he would.
I just want to make it clear, that's what we're taught to do, and it's a good thing to some extent.
But the problem is he isn't thinking about some of the things that he's being told. He's sort of taking what Fox News or CNN or whoever it is, Rush Limbaugh, says at face value, and he's not really giving it too much thought. We asked him a very important question about this whole conflict in the Middle East and the fact that, the fact that things did happen before 9/11, that there were a lot of things that happened
right
on the part of the U.S. government.
He actually asked us, what did we do to deserve 9/11? And we told him that, we installed a Shah in Iran.
And he didn't believe you about the Shah.
Right. We support the king in Saudi Arabia.
I don't support any of this. This is the U.S.
United
government.
United States government supports the king in Saudi Arabia, the king in Jordan. All these countries, they have these monarchs, these tyrannical leaders. Now, I don't know how tyrannical, but believe me, a king is tyrannical.
Right.
Every single time. It's the definition of tyrannical. I don't care if he's raping women, has rape rooms like supposedly Saddam Hussein had, which I never saw a rape room on any news mm-hmm. feed ever. These guys are tyrants. That's what they are. They're kings.
Right.
The United States government should not be supporting a king. We fought a war, a revolutionary war against a king. We don't believe in kings.
The U.S. government shouldn't be supporting any other country, any other form of government around the world. Period.
No.
That's what the Founding Fathers said, and they
it
said
doesn't
it
matter.
For a reason.
Right. It doesn't. The fact is, Thomas Jefferson said that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. We have not been vigilant in keeping our government, the government we are responsible for,
mm-hmm.
out of the business of other countries.
Right.
It has run amok. It has turned into it's turned into an empire. I'm sorry.
Hegemony. Sure.
If you have troops in 131 nations out of 190 in the United
right.
Nations, You've got an empire.
Most other countries have troops in one nation, their own.
That's where our troops should be.
Right.
Now, I am not an isolationist. I believe that Americans should be able to do business with whomever they want in whatever country they want. I am not an isolationist. I just believe that our military should be in our within our borders, protecting our nation, just like everybody else's military is within their borders, protecting their nation.
Exactly. Now, I asked a very legitimate question, and he bounced back, well, the apples and oranges. And my question was, how would you feel? And you can ask yourself this, listeners, and you can answer it at 800-259-9231. But how would you feel if the Chinese government decided that, yeah, you know, it's not going to do any violence. It's not going to attack the American people. It just needs to set up a military base in, you know, Texas, for instance, because they're doing some military operations and they just need a military base in Texas. I mean, they're the Chinese military. They're one of the largest militaries in the
world.
They
deserve to be able to do so.
They need a military base, just like the U.S. government needs military bases in all kinds of countries. So how do you think the people of Waco, Texas would feel if there was a military base built just to the south of their city?
I imagine they'd be livid. If they were a good American like Tony is, they would be livid.
And what's apples and oranges about that exactly? That's the same exact thing.
Because in the minds of these good Americans, and I'm not going to call them bad ones, in the minds of these good Americans, they believe the United States is the next best thing to Jesus Christ.
It can do no wrong.
It can't do any wrong.
Right.
And that is not eternal vigilance.
And
that is apathy.
And
that is intellectually dishonest.
And the other problem with that mentality is, if you think the U.S. government, whatever it does, is right or more likely to be right than other governments because it's the U.S. government, then you could see that that he had this sort of affiliation of sort of communal thought, basically. He had he kept using the term we. When we were talking about what the government was doing, he kept saying, so wait, you think that that Americans are bad people, that are the Americans, or that we're doing bad things? No, no, it's not you and I. It's not most of the people listening to this show. It's the people running the government that are doing bad things. They may be good people when they go home to their families and, you know, go out to their Christmas dinners and give money to charities. They may be good people individually. But when they get behind the controls of the wheel of the state and they have bombs and guns and violence at their disposal, and then they go and they bring that violence to other countries, they're not doing good things. I don't care that you can point to the fact that some kids are going to school in Iraq that might not have been going to school before. I don't know what all the good stories are from Iraq. But what about the thousands of people that have been killed? What about the people who have lost their families, have lost their homes, have been displaced? I mean, beyond all of that death and destruction and just awfulness, it also violates the Constitution. There was no declaration of war. The Founding Fathers made it very clear. The reason why we're supposed to stay neutral is because they knew that if we got into other countries' business, stuff like this would happen. Terrorism would happen, and we'd lose more of our freedoms as a result.
If you think the United States government is good simply because it's the United States government, I have another quote for you. It's from George Washington, the first president of the United States. Not really, but sort of. The first president of the United States. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire, a troublesome servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. I'm sorry, we are leaving our government to irresponsible action. Mm-hmm. George Washington reminded us, told us, that government's like fire. It can just take over and start burning. And, you know, I'm sure that the likely, Tony's a good conservative, and, you know, he believes that government's inefficient. But how can our government be efficient in the area of war and inefficient elsewhere?
It doesn't make sense.
No, if you give your bureaucrats M16s, they do not suddenly become imbued with the power of God. They are still bureaucrats.
Right. The military is a bureaucracy, just like the post office is a bureaucracy.
It's a bigger one.
Right. Don't let them fool you. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to say to Tony, he did say something. He said, these people are being unreasonable. He was referring, of course, to Middle Easterners. And it seemed to me that he was being a little bit unreasonable himself.
They should take their servitude just like good little servants. After all, they don't deserve their own country. They're not Americans.
And I think that they've reasoned themselves very quickly into saying, no, we're not. we're free humans, and yeah. We want our country back. Whereas he kept interrupting, kept yelling and screaming.
Well,
and
we interrupted not, too. That's the way they
and, Well, just not using his own reason. He just didn't seem to be using his reason,
right.
And that, to me, is the definition of unreasonable.
He was just parroting off the same nationalist claptrap that we hear so often coming from, the Bill O'Reillys of the world. I mean, it's just thoughtless. Please don't let Bill O'Reilly do your thinking for you. Please.
And on a similar note, today I was at Jiffy Lube. I was getting my oil changed. And the gentleman behind the counter had this little coupon book that he was selling for $3. It was a charity to go to veterans that had been injured. And I said, sure, I'll take the book. I says, and give my $3 to these veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I says, after all, the United States government's not going to take care of them.
Yeah.
And then that just led to a whole another conversation about government inefficiency. This gentleman believes that Bush is a dictator. I believe that Bush is trying to be a dictator. He is totally, totally disgusted, and I'm running into this more and more and more often.
Good.
People everywhere are using their reason to see that what is happening in this country in terms of our government is just plain wrong.
Yep.
And it needs to stop.
Absolutely, and that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're doing our best to put a stop to it. And Matt, thank you for the call, and keep up the good work. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about foreign policy, and I'll make it extra clear, not only does the United States government not belong in other countries physically, it also does not belong propping up those other countries with your taxpayer dollars.
No.
It does not belong picking sides. Now, if you personally want to stop Ahmadinejad from killing all the Jews in wherever he wants to kill them,
well, they are then, mostly in Israel.
Then you go ahead and contribute your own money on a voluntary basis to whoever it is that's going to oppose him.
Letters of marque, just like the Constitution says.
And if that's not good enough for you, then why don't you get on a plane, take your body over there, and join their military to fight him?
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
George Phil.